Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're fresh from traveling on the Explorer Ventures Live Aboard the Caribbean Explorer 2. Sabin, it's kind of like a family reunion show. You know, last weekend we broadcast from Nevis. That was just me and Neil Watson and Anna Lynn and Mermaid Angela. She had to make her way back to the States. And Scott from singlescott.com, he actually spent a second week on the Explorer Ventures trip. So this is the first time we've had the opportunity to regroup,
Greg,
after our little adventure. Yeah, Pete
that
from
would
Scuba
be a
Board.
Very here. Weird family reunion.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're not related in blood. We're related through the diving adventures that we have shared, and that's kind of like a family kind of thing.
So, what am I? Am I the black sheep? Am I the uncle nobody talks to?
You're going to be a father.
Am I adopted? Am I the redheaded stepchild?
You're a new dad. Come on.
Yes. And yeah, how that happened, well, is anybody's guess.
Actually, I have some diagrams if you'd
I
like me to show you.
I don't even want to think about it. Next subject.
Yes. Angela's a nurse, by the way. And so evidently she's
Pete, if you're having trouble understanding, that's an arm. That part's an arm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What? I'm double jointed.
Armed and dangerous.
Oh, boy. All right, yeah. Bill is expecting.
I think I look good.
At somebody.
I think I look pretty good for.
And this time it's his wife, which is a good thing.
That's nice, too, yes.
Yes, so congratulations to him. But anyway, no, we've been reflecting or reminiscing about our adventures. This was Angela's first live aboard experience. Scott did 2 weeks. But by the way, first week or second week, can you share which one was better? I'm hoping to hear that you say the first week was phenomenal and the second
week was
good.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to say both weeks were better for different reasons. That's what I think he's going to say.
Scott?
The first week was absolutely the best.
Look at the pressure.
And the second week came close.
All right, good. That's what I want to hear, that I was on the week that it was awesome. And actually, it wouldn't have mattered because it was.
And I hate to admit it, but I gained 9 pounds in 2 weeks.
That's a sign of a good chef. And I'll tell you what, Jane, that's what
Jane
was.
Jane was the chef, and she was superb. 9 pounds.
9 pounds. Now, that's a pretty good testimonial right there, I'd say.
That's a lot of cannoli.
Now, my baby won't weigh that much. That's got to take 40 weeks.
Wow.
Now, you notice how he's complaining about not being on this trip, Greg.
Yeah.
And yet, who's pregnant? I'm sorry. I just don't get that.
I did that back at the end of January. I could have done something different. I could have gone on the trip. I could have impregnated someone else.
Now, hold on. Mermaid Angela may have an announcement to share.
Oh, Jesus. Shut it.
She's evidently found religion, though. Clay from Explorer Ventures is on the line. He's the one who runs this fine operation, this live aboard company that you can, go on trips like this with your own friends or join us on some of the trips we have coming up. Clay, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How's it about you?
We're doing pretty good. We just found out we're expanding in girth and in numbers.
Cool.
So everything's good here with the show, and you know everybody's in a good mood, Clay, because we spent a week on the Caribbean Explorer 2 there on the Sabah itinerary and just had a phenomenal time. Now, have you gotten any reports back from some of the other passengers? Like, did they enjoy it as much as we've been raving about, or what you've heard here on the phone since you've been on hold, or what?
No, they had a great time. We've gotten all the comment forms back in, except for this one radio guy that was on board. I think they commented about it a little bit, but other than that.
Well, that was my point. I mean, despite the fact we were on board, did they still have a good time?
They really did. It was surprising.
Yes.
It's not like the last time, right, Clay, where all those complaints.
Really.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Clay is very understanding. He's very forgiving, and he knows the kind of shenanigans we like to
And he has a short-term memory thing, which really kicks in, which really helps us out a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're all getting older. It's just one of those things.
Exactly. It's amazing we can remember what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah. So, anyway, Clay, we are doing this again. We got some, you know, this was kind of like the warm-up for the year for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise schedule. We didn't have a lot of lead time coming up to this trip to promote it properly for listeners to come on board. I think we had like a month and a half or so for people to join us, and we had a couple people that had came on the boat because they heard us talking about it. But we do have some trips coming up, the next one in May, that listeners can definitely join us that are going to be, I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised on what we are bringing to the table for this one. Has this filtered back to you yet or not?
Well, a little bit. Bits and pieces and rumors. So tell us about it.
Well, the first one is May 16th. Now, I think I mixed this up, actually, when we were on the last liveaboard when we did the broadcast. I think I said May 16th we were doing the Bahamas, but that is wrong. We are doing Turks and Caicos. We're doing the Turks and Caicos boat May 16th, which also happens to be my birthday. And, you know, that was just pure coincidence. So why not blow it out big time?
Now, Clay, do you have any sort of special when you have a radio guy on for his birthday?
Well, you know, there's different definitions of special. I think Greg qualifies for most of them. So
that's
special in and of itself.
Yes, there is a rumor that Angela wants to come on this trip and jump out of a birthday cake or something
that. That's the first time I heard anything
about
that.
Hey,
really?
You got short-term memory loss as well, evidently.
No, actually. No. You're just getting older, I'd just like to point out.
Well, thank you.
No, it really is amazing what we can do in boat galleys sometimes. You know, they're a little bit smaller than kitchens, but we can make big cakes.
Yes. I mean, we do have some,
What is he saying about Angela?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How big of a cake does he think she needs?
Come on, Clay. Come on.
It's a pie, I tell you. It's not even a cake.
Little cherry pie.
Yeah, but besides the fact that it's my birthday, yeah, we may have an extra libation or two on the first night or two because of that, and that's just kind of like a icing on the cake, so to speak.
You're
However,
fixated on cake here, aren't you?
What's going on here?
However, we have brought in some of our Scuba Radio friends from Oceanic, from Bonica, high-definition underwater video cameras, and from Olympus still cameras, and they are going to give us some stuff to use for the week on some of these trips we have coming up in May, September, and August and September, those three trips, where you're going to have the opportunity to demo some of this equipment for the week.
So just so I understand, since I don't get invited on these trips, right. The way that this works is that you go on a trip, you go on a liveaboard diving trip, which, Angela, you're willing to concede, there's no reason to dive if you're not on a liveaboard trip. Is there, in retrospect now?
Yes.
I mean, it's the best diving there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You dive, you sleep, you eat, that's it. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to get to the dive spot. You have to walk down to the dive platform. That's it. That's your whole commute. So not only do you get this, do you get the great exotic locations, do you get the great topside attractions, but on top of that, you're going to get all kinds of giveaway stuff from Scuba Radio's partners.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Basically,
well, boy, am I glad I don't get to go.
We're going to pay off the passengers to keep their mouths shut on what has happened during the week. Something like that. Right, Clay?
That's usually the way it's worked in the past, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. You bribe them. Don't tell anyone. I swear, that really didn't happen. No, but it's really going to be cool. We are pulling out all the stops. We've done a few of these over the last couple of years with Explorer Ventures, and I think we've fine tuned this experience to the level that I think is second to none. You know, if you've done a liveaboard experience before, that's one thing. You know already that liveaboard diving, especially with the folks at Explorer Ventures, is truly first class. It's the way to go, like Bill was describing it. However, you throw this little element that we're bringing to the table, and you put up with the birthday nonsense a little bit maybe, but the demo week, the giveaways, the people that are going to be on board will make out like bandits. This is truly never been done to this level, I don't think, ever in the dive industry.
Did you get to make out like a bandit?
Hey,
or like
anyone?
I'm just asking, Angela. I've heard some rumors.
Look, you weren't on board, and see, that's the problem. He wasn't paid off, Angela.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to work on that.
Boy, is she rosy-colored today.
We've got to work
really
on our alibis.
I actually feel a little heat coming from that side of the room.
Claire Clay, do you care to comment, or would you rather just be silent on this?
Well, you know, I always found that it's better to be silent and be thought a fool than to open my mouth and remove all doubt.
So. Okay, all right.
Greg doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, exactly. Let it rip. But
but
yeah, it's going to be good. May 16th, Turks and Caicos, and then we have a trip in August. That will be Georgetown, Exuma. That adventure, and all these trips, by the way, are at scubaradio.com. And then in September, we go out of Freeport, Bahamas for a wild dolphin experience. So all three of these trips have their own little unique itinerary and spectacular diving that you just will, I mean, you'll love this, but throw in the added element of being able to try out some new equipment and maybe even bring some of it home with you after you spend a week playing with it. It's going to be quite a little added value element that we're bringing to the table.
And taking out the Scuba Radio added value, I got to tell you, and Clay, maybe you can explain this a little bit better. It seems to me, and this is just me, if I went away for a week and just tried to island hop along the itinerary from some of these dive shops, you know, going from island to island, trying to duplicate the diving that you get on a liveaboard dive, I'm saving somewhere in the ballpark of about 80% going on a liveaboard dive, and the food's all included, and you don't have to pack up every day and try and find an island hopper plane, right?
Exactly. There's a certainly a big market for land-based dive trips. When you put the numbers together, I mean, if you're paying between, you know, $250-$300 a day for a liveaboard, including alcoholic beverages, meals, all your diving, hotel, and everything else, there's just no way to compare to that.
Yeah, did you hear what he said? He said alcoholic beverages included.
How does he make money when we go?
Well, then, you know.
Make money?
He's in the dive industry.
Come on, yeah, dive industry. You don't make money.
Exactly. Well, it's impressive stuff. These are top notch. You know, they obviously know how to please their customers on many levels when it comes to the economic value. But what about the diving? What about the specials that they're offering right now? On top of everything else we just told you, they're running some incredible deals that we'll tell you about next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
Yeah, that's what we do when we go diving. That's what we're talking about here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just want to make sure I clarified what we were discussing today on the big show.
Picking out like a bandit.
Yeah.
Or just making it. All right.
How do bandits make out? That's what I want to know.
With the mask. Really the mask. That's the big part of it.
Like yeah. Zorro, huh?
Like mm-hmm. Zorro.
Maybe so. Clay is on the line from Explorer Ventures.
ExplorerVentures.com.
Yeah, I'm just trying to move on. Sometimes you got to take control like that. You hear what I'm saying, Clay?
Of course.
Yes. Now, you guys there at the Explorer Ventures, not only are we doing all these cool trips coming up here with Scuba Radio and some of our sponsors that we're bringing along to help us out with some demo weeks and things. You guys have been running several promotions or, you know, specials that we need to educate people on so they could save a few bucks and just become aware of some exceptional deals you're offering. You care to go through the list here? Do you have this in front of you too, Clay, or no?
I do indeed, believe it or not.
I'm going to let you take the lead then because I don't want to mess it up because there's so many options.
Well, there's all sorts of things we do on an ongoing basis. You know, if you travel with us five times in the sixth trip, we take off the average price that you paid for the first five. So it's, you know, that can be free or, you know, it's basically up to 20% off on each trip that we ever run prorated to the sixth one.
Nice.
We've got occasional, you know, bring a buddy weeks where you save money if you bring somebody that's never been with us before and all that. Right now we're running specifically $200 airfare credits on the Southern Bahamas itineraries for actually the trip leaving next Saturday as well as April 25th and for the Turks and Caicos trip on April 18th. Oh, by the way, I should tell you that Dave and, you know, Captain Dave on Caribbean Explorer 2, they dropped the hook in Exuma about noon yesterday. So they're on station and boarding passengers right now in Bahamas.
Nice.
So, yeah, they left Monday morning early and took 4 days and finally got to the Bahamas.
Yeah, I heard it was quite an adventure, but they got there and that's what counts. So they got their passengers on board and heading out and diving around, what, San Salvador and Conception Island, doing that itinerary now, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, I should have gone to Conception Island.
Yeah. Sounds like you did.
And we did.
Or somebody did. Something.
Yeah. So, yeah, and let's see. You're also running an equipment course credit. What, $150 toward new equipment or a dive course if you book what? How's that work?
Basically, if you book a trip with us this spring for any travel anytime between April 1st and the end of the year and, you know, go to your local dive shop, take either a dive course or purchase new gear and send us the receipt, and we'll credit up to $150 off your final invoice.
All right, now that seems like it's a great idea for somebody who's the spouse of a diver, you know, and they want to start diving. That seems like it's a great idea for that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we've got a lot of dive shops that have been, you know, spreading the word on that because obviously they can, it's an easy way for them to sell $150 worth of gear and, you know, sell some dive courses. I mean, it's always nice, and diving is just like anything else. Continuing education is sort of the name of the game. And, you know, it's a great way to support that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of these deals do connect with your local dive shop really well, and I know a lot of dive store owners and managers listen to Scuba Radio every week and may not realize how they could take advantage of a company like Explorer Ventures and offer these trips to their customers and still benefit without becoming like a travel wholesaler themselves or getting into running trips on their own, but still being able to offer a service to their customers through the dive shop that, you know, might make the process easier.
Shh, Greg, I think Clay can hear you.
So is group travel through dive shops, and that's, you know, that's an important way for people, especially people that have never been on a liveaboard before, to see what it's all about. But, you know, we take individual bookings from dive shops as well. And this is, you know, all they got to do is pick up the phone, and if they've got a customer interested in going to liveaboard, pick up the phone and call us, and we'll help them out through the whole process.
Absolutely. Once again, it's exploreventures.com. Go there. And you can get the phone number, the whole works. And, of course, we have our schedule for Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises, the 3 weeks that we have coming up in May, August, and September, right there at scubaradio.com and, of course, at the exploreventures.com website as well. Book it today. Whether you can join us for one of those weeks or not, it doesn't matter. It will be an experience, an adventure you will never forget. Am I right, Angela? Now that you've done this once, are you prepared? Is it on your list to repeat?
Oh, yeah.
Rinse and repeat?
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. First radio show devoted to diving. You know, we got a lot of stuff on the schedule coming up next week. We will be at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Mermaid Angela is going to be up there in full effect, donning her scuba radio outfit. We're actually even planning to stop by the studios up at Sirius Satellite Radio XM, check in with the Jimmy Buffett crew at Margaritaville.
Cool.
Maybe even catch a Broadway show. And, of course, hang out.
How fast do they go?
With the divers up there in the northwest or northeast.
How fast do those shows go that you got to catch them?
But
he does make me look good.
Feels good, doesn't it, Bill?
It's like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders.
Yes. But just going over the schedule, just to keep it straight for myself, it really has nothing to do with anyone listening right now. I have to share it every once in a while,
itinerary.
So I don't forget where I'm supposed to be.
If you want to hang out with us, this is where we'll be.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, Jersey next weekend, and we will be doing the show in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea at the Meadowlands Convention Center. Make sure you come out and join us if you can for the weekend. It's the largest consumer dive show in the U.S. Quite impressive event. Really, really looking forward to hanging out with our friends up there next week. And then after that, get back on Sunday. I fly out on Wednesday, April Fool's Day, which, by the way, is the official
happy birthday
anniversary of Scuba Radio. We will be 12 years old.
Wow.
And we act 12, don't we?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
We're breaking out a little bit, sure. Actually.
Yes.
A little oily skin issue.
So I'm flying over to the Bahamas to celebrate Scuba Radio's anniversary with the people that are putting on this event called the Legends of Diving. And Neil Watson will be joining us, as well as several pioneers in the dive industry that are coming together.
People that used to dive in log cabins.
No, I don't think that's how it is.
Okay,
they have this dive operation over in Freeport called UNEXCO.
They use the Hunley as a dive boat.
It's a premier dive operation.
I'll explain that one to you later, Greg.
But that's coming up.
You like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there a naked scuba girl?
You know, we've played this song, this theme song for Naked Scuba Boy for probably at least the last year or so on Scuba Radio, and this has never been really discussed.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Yeah?
I've met Naked Scuba Girl.
You have?
Yes.
And she's pregnant now?
Of course she is. That wasn't my fault.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, she just... never mind, I can't even do that one. Yeah, I was spawning.
Was she in a hot tub or something?
Here's the thing about people that like to dive naked.
Yeah.
You think they're really the hot ones? Most of the time they aren't. No.
Yeah.
No.
Most.
No. Lots of dangly bits. And when you're a naked scuba girl, there shouldn't be that many dangly bits. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. How do you know? How do you seem
I
so
told you
much?
I met her. I told you.
I see.
I met her. I stumbled upon her.
Yeah.
It was a revealing moment, I take it.
It's yeah, terrible. No, I actually have, I just heard a report this week about some nudists going diving, and they actually had the resort shut down. And they put had a sign put out in front of the resort saying that we're closed. And in reality, they weren't closed.
They were servicing nudists.
Yes.
Well, having serviced a nudist.
How were they?
And they didn't want anybody walking on the property accidentally, so they just said the whole place was closed.
Okay.
And that's how they kept the unsuspecting public from being aware of what was going on the property that week.
The suspecting public, depending on who you
yes,
were.
Right. See, here's the thing. And I know some friends who are naturalists. This is what they call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
He's naturalist. And I was invited to a naturalist wedding. And here's the thing. You always think that it's the people that are so gorgeous they should be naked all the time.
Yeah,
and in reality, it's people that have given up worrying about how they look. That's what it is most of the time, and the women that love them.
Now that's very biased. I mean, that's very, you know, you're taking one experience and applying it to all naturalists.
Biased but accurate.
And that's unfortunately. I think more research should be conducted before making such a.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's expand the research pool. Let's have
That's
you
the
go.
Problem. They've expanded.
Let's have you go and do the research at the naturalist encampment.
I don't really
don't drink
need
the Kool Aid.
I don't need
That's
to
That's just
know.
My advice.
I don't think I need to know.
We have milk. Liverboards devoted to naturalists or naturist. What are they called? Naturist or naturalist?
That depends.
Naturalist.
I think they're naturists.
Nature?
Yeah, I think that's what they call themselves.
Right, Angela, come on, tell us.
I don't know.
You're into that, right?
I don't want no.
I remember when they back... never mind.
There's naked people outside.
Yeah. You wouldn't dive naked, Angela?
Have I dived naked?
Well, either, yeah. Would you or have you?
I would, but not by myself, probably.
That would be the
not
point.
Not anywhere.
That would be the point. What would be the point of diving naked by yourself? I don't get that.
Scott?
Now, they do have buff divers that go on.
Yeah, the buff divers. Buffdivers.com, I believe. That might be it. But it's a club that gets together and does that kind of thing.
On a liverboard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Done it.
Are you naked the entire time?
I must tell you.
Yeah.
Well, anytime,
a sunburns killer.
Anytime you are on a liverboard boat, ask the staff if they've ever had a group of nudists. And the stories, the look of horror on their faces will tell you enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an email I receive from listeners periodically. Well, I'll tell you about it after the break. I'm sure Pete's got it. You have it in your special file, don't you?
For sure.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Well, it sounds like Mermaid Angela is keeping an open mind when it comes to diving naked. Is that true? Angela, I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're just open to anything at least once.
Baby. Yeah.
This is why they come up with exposure suits.
All right, hold on.
Really
hold on one second. Just
about.
So everybody out there understands.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room, except for Angela, is old enough to be Angela's dad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just throwing that out there.
This is called career counseling. Yes. That's what this is.
We need more younger divers. Younger male divers.
Younger male. Okay, so if there are younger male divers with you, you would consider
maybe I would consider
diving
that.
Naked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what would become of such a thing? I mean.
Well, first there would be the bandit like kissing.
Great.
The kissing bandit.
Kissing like a bandit.
I like kissing like a bandit.
Yes.
Well, then there'd be a section of Scuba
out
Radio.
Like a bandit.
Yeah.
You're messing this up. It's making out like a bandit.
Right. Making out like a bandit. Right.
It's what I do. Okay.
She's the
Angela.
Of.
You know, she's
now, when I make out like a bandit, I pull out my gun and I point it at the girl and then I.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It doesn't look like a gun. Wow.
Maybe
all right. Well,
maybe a pea shooter.
Sometimes we find out things about our staff that we
just
would
saying.
Prefer not to.
Let's not talk about stuff.
One's procreating, the other's considering it.
Yes.
I guess.
Halfway
I don't know.
There.
All right. Well, you know,
tell me when it gets all the way.
Several events.
Practice makes babies.
Well, yeah. Coming up where Angela might be able to, I don't know, have the opportunity to experiment, I guess. Anyway,
what's going wrong today? Greg is the voice of reason on this program.
Yeah. It is scary, isn't it? But we got Jersey next week, and then I'm doing this Legends of Diving event, which also happens to correspond with our 12-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. Neil Watson's going to join me over in Freeport, and we're going to have some diving pioneers.
Legend.
Yeah, he's one of the speakers.
Who are the other ones coming out?
Yes. Dottie West is like the first female dive instructor in the U.S., I believe, something like that, and she's going to be there. And a lot of the people that used to work or started their careers at UNESCO in Freeport are going to be at this event. It's really a who's who when it comes to the pioneers of diving.
I don't think Jacques is going to make it this year.
Jacques Cousteau, no. Jean-Michel, not either in this group as well. But there are some definite names in the biz. Some that you may
Lloyd Bridges
learn about for the first time. No, we're saving Jacques Cousteau and Lloyd for the Halloween edition of Scuba Radio when we bring in
medium.
Yeah, medium.
I'd rather have a large.
Yeah, but for this event, it'll be Living Legends, and
that's rare.
And you will hear and learn about some of these amazing lives that these people have lived.
It's
pretty cool stuff.
Bill is a legend in his own mind.
Well, yeah, we've learned
true.
That. Most people who've been sucked into listening to this show for over 12 years have heard at least 15 years worth of material.
At least 15 minutes worth of good material.
I didn't say good.
No, I believe I've got 15 solid years, 15 solid minutes worth of good material out of the past 12 years.
Okay, well.
But
I'll
why none
that.
Of it on Scuba Radio? That's what I want to
know. Also during the breaks, I'll be honest.
Exactly. Now, after that, I'm actually taking a little family break and doing a cruise, like a regular carnival cruise that's going to take me to Cozumel, Cayman, Belize, and Roatan.
Nice.
So I will report back on what I see there. We're planning a little thing, maybe possibly in Roatan, especially. I've never been to Belize, but I'm not really planning to do much diving.
Are you going
to
learn the language while you're there?
Belizean?
Yeah, in Belize they speak English.
Oh, okay. So says you. We'll find out.
So
after
says
I get
everyone
back.
In Belize.
We'll have to agree.
Except for the domestic help,
that.
I think.
Yes, we will, Pete.
But as soon as I get back from this trip, I'm actually on April 18th. We're heading over to 40 Fathom Grotto again. Now, Bill,
yes.
We were trying to get you over for this, but I
wanted to go.
Now that you're expecting, I guess we're going to have to leave you here. But 40 Fathom Grotto is where we're going to be on April 18th for the open house. They're doing a TDI, SDI training.
There won't even be a boat.
Grand opening thing.
There won't even be a boat. See, if we were going on a boat, you would need me to come along with a bunch of seamen to come on the boat. But since we're not going to be on a boat at the 40 Fathom Grotto, you don't need me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. But I would prefer you not use the word seamen anymore.
I'm just.
I meant. Especially
like
in
sailors.
Your wife's condition.
I meant like sailors.
And anyway. The event is at 40 Fathom Grotto on April 18th. We're going to be there for the first time broadcasting live.
That's just outside of Ocala, too, so it's pretty easy for a lot of people to get.
Yeah, a lot of the Florida folks like to, have been bugging us for the last year or so. Hey, when are you going to do a show where we can come out and hang out with you guys and maybe do a little diving? Well, here's the event, April 18th, 40 Fathom Grotto. There, it's an open house. All you have to do is go there, 40fathomgrotto.com, 40fathomgrotto.com. And you do have to pre-register, but I believe it's pretty cheap, or it might even be free for the open house for this weekend, because they've renovated the place. I mean, the last time we were there, it was a major upgrade from what I had seen a couple years earlier. So now, evidently, they've put in even more facilities. And
you can pee almost anywhere there now.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I don't know, and Pete, maybe you can help me out here, but you know, one of the things I heard, they were putting in filters in the swim area, in the grotto, because that was one of the problems they've had over the years in the past, that it would the algae would build up and the visibility would go way down in the grotto, in the sink area.
It's not just the algae. It's that the area they're in has a lot of tannic acid, and they actually get that tannic acid leaching in, depending upon the water flow.
Right, but evidently they have installed filters
to get that stuff out of there.
To clear it up. And supposedly, the visibility at 40 Fathom Grotto has increased dramatically. So I'm anxious to find out. Well, yeah. But it's going to be, if the visibility, if they've increased it like I've heard, this could be really cool. Because they got some really neat stuff down there for you to kind of swim around and take a look at. And even with the questionable viz, I mean, it kind of, it depends on the, you know, how it's raining and that kind of thing. It affects the visibility of there at the grotto. But even then, it's still a great training facility.
It's a neat place. I mean, you could get so lost just even at 60 feet. There's some places you can go swim around and just have fun. You know, it's a great place to learn how to dive, learn how to, you know, you get your buoyancy down. And yet it is 240 foot to the bottom, so you do want your buoyancy to be dead on. But
right.
Good stuff. Good place to dive.
Yeah, and there's a lot of places like that, but I don't think there's a place that's as nice right now as 40 Fathom Grotto is after the upgrades. That if what I've been told is true, there's probably not a better place to be inland diving in Florida.
Absolutely. It's a great, the conditions are always right. You don't got to worry about rough season. It's a great place to work on your training. And that's what it's all about. They're going to be doing some SDI, TDI training and courses and things. April 18th, 40fathomgrotto.com. Check it out. Join us then.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, we found out Mermaid Angela is a 12.
And I think everybody else will agree with
yeah,
that as well.
I'm not going to argue.
No wonder she makes out like a bandit.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know what scale we're using, but evidently.
I believe that's the Scoville heat unit index.
Oh, okay.
Scoville's, how they measure chili peppers.
Oh, yes. That's the one. That's the one we're using.
She's hot.
Hot.
Hot tamale.
Caliente.
Very nice.
Muy caliente.
Yeah. Now, next week, if you want to see for yourself, be at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey.
New Jersey, man.
And we will
no
be,
better reason to go to New Jersey than to see Angela.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be set up at the entrance of the dive show, largest consumer dive show in the entire United States. And we will be there at Mermaid Angela showcasing her wares, or her outfit, I mean. Right?
Or
and making
thereof.
Out like a bandit.
Yes!
But no, she'll be there, and we'll be doing the show and mingling with all the Northwest, Northeast divers. There might be some from the Northwest, too.
There's oh, it's people. Possible.
Yeah,
could happen.
It is. There, I mean, literally, people fly in from all over the country, especially the exhibitors there, to mingle with
wow,
the divers.
Wow, that'll be good. Yeah, Angela, you'll be amongst your own people, amongst the exhibitionists.
That'll be a good time.
Hey, who knows? Maybe we'll even run into a buff diver or two.
Oh.
Hello.
So if you are one, Angela would like to speak to you.
Yes, I would. Come right on over to our booth in your buffness.
Okay.
You're going to have to prove, though, no tan lines.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 300 pounds. Here it comes.
Woo! Here right. come the judge.
But it's good stuff. So we got that coming up. Make sure you check the schedule at scubaradio.com. Our broadcast schedule is right there under latest news. Pete from Scuba Board, I know you guys have an event coming up in the Keys, right? When is
Dude,
that?
You got that right. July 11th, 12th, and 13th, we're having our annual Invade the Keys. Last year we had about 180. This year I think we're going to go over 200 divers coming over, taking over dive shops, taking over hotels, taking over boats.
Okay, it's fun. A coup. He's evidently orchestrated some kind of coup to take over the Conch Republic in July. So if you want to be a
It'll
part
be
of it, go to scubaboard.com, and I'm sure you can find all the information right there. I don't know what it's about, but anything to overthrow the local government. Why not? Can't be all that bad, right?
Anarchy now!
Yes.
Anarchy now! Anarchy now!
That'll do it for now. Oh, and singlescott.com. You want to go diving with him, go there. Till next week, remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.